This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a new IRS commissioner. His name is Charles Rettig. And too bad he's likely too honorable to target leftists like Obama's IRS targeted conservatives. He's a good guy, I'm sure, and he's not going to do something like that because we would never expect our government to do it. But I'll admit to you, there's a side of me that wishes he were, that he was, you know, duplicitous like them. But then it would mean that our side disappears. Yeah, in this case, I say we've got to maintain the high road. But boy, I tell you, don't you just want to get even sometime? Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's you listening to KJRadio.com. Speaking of honorable, Justice Thomas was talking about this word, and I'm going to play a clip. And he happens to be a friend of mine. I'm going to see him again, and I got to tell you, one of my favorite meetings ever was spending 2 hours with him in chambers. It was a blast. But here he is talking about honorable.
Honorable. If we could use that word about more people who are in public life, people who actually ask the questions at confirmation hearings instead of Spartacus, we use...
Had to get that in there. Had to get that in there.
Hey, look, the 300, but at any rate... But if we could use the word honorable more often, think about the difference it'll make. Then you'll have a legacy. We will have left the country in better shape morally, structurally, than we found it. But as long as we're looking at our interests or scoring points or looking cute or being on TV or the greenhouse effect or what editorials we're getting... Especially the legal system. How do we maintain it? If you can't debate hard issues honestly, with honor, with integrity, how do we keep a civil society?
So I'll ask you this question. Do you find the left honorable? I'll answer it for you from my perspective. The answer is no. We're honorable. If they can make an argument for something. For example, if you want to argue pro-illegal immigration, I'm interested in hearing. I'll be honorable. I'll hear you out. But if you're going to tell me that you're going to put those lives over the lives of our citizens, I'm going to tell you that's not going to happen. People have paid their way. I understand all of the humanitarian issues to it. I will even argue with you that aren't we helping those countries where these people are coming from? Can't you do more? If you want to do something individually, can't you all collectively say, we're going to make sure that these kids get to stay in their home countries because we, the collective left, want to make sure that they're safe in their home countries? Maybe you can affect the government down there. But to bring their problems to us is not the honorable thing to do. And to dismiss us, the citizens of the United States who vote, and even when you bring these people in, you want them to have the ability to vote, and I could go on. You want them to be able to thwart my, you know, earned vote with one that they can just come into the country and do because you find it, you know, that I'm not being philanthropic or humanitarian enough? Can I do that in their country? You know the answer is no. But they don't care because they have no honor. They lie, they cheat in every way. Google's cheating. All the social media companies are cheating in their favor. They've essentially make up stories. They make up people, anonymous sources. They make up narratives. They tell you that the most critical things that we're dealing with are, lack of humanitarian, lack of tolerance on our part, or global climate change. And the fact that we leave the Paris Accords is the reason why Donald Trump should be impeached. And I could go on. It's crazy stuff. We played the Google execs a while back talking about, one Google exec crying over the loss of Hillary Clinton. Here's the first, when they opened this TGIF event after the election, this is the first Google guy. I think it's Sergey Brin, but I'm not sure. But here he is talking about this.
Okay, folks, I know this is probably not the most joyous TGIF we have had. You know, let's face it, most people here are pretty upset and pretty sad for because of the election. But there's another group, small group that we should also think about, who are very excited about the legalization of pot. I was asking if we could serve joints outside on the patio. Apparently these things take a little while to take effect. It was a huge, huge disappointment. I've been bemoaning that all week, I'll be honest with you. Anyway, on a more serious note, you know, myself, as an immigrant and a refugee, I certainly find this election deeply offensive, and I know many of you do too. And I think it's a very stressful time, and it conflicts with many of our values. I think it's a good time to reflect on that, and you know, we're gonna hopefully share some thoughts today. I guess, you know, there are two dominant you know, reasons to be upset. One is because, you know, so many people apparently don't share many of the values that we have. I mean, I guess we've known that for many months now. I mean, it's not like, you know, in election terms, whether it was like 47.2% or 48.2% or whatever it was. It's always been a lot of people that apparently feel that way. You know, certainly confronting it firsthand is pretty upsetting. And secondly, confronting the reality of an administration that's now forming. And look, we have no idea what it's going to do. This is the honest truth. Like, we have no idea what direction this country will take.
And now they know. They know what direction it's going to take. And they're still fighting. As they've seen the direction it's going to take. They've watched it be successful. And they're still fighting us. They're still conspiring against us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This anonymous op-ed to know what is happening. But what it does is it confirms with great clarity, coupled with Bob Woodward's book, and together you have the picture of an administration that is chaotic, out of control, not qualified, and a president who is clearly not qualified to do this job.
I tell you all the time, folks, the Democrats, the progressives, whatever, they tell you who they are when they accuse other people. They tell you their insecurities. They tell you all these things. You're not that way. If you're, what was that? Somebody, we were talking the other day, a group of conservatives, and somebody was like, oh, man, I can't do that. And I remember thinking to myself, see, you know when you're with conservatives, they tell you, oh, man, I can't. There's no way I can fix that. I can't do that. You know, they don't have any, there's no pride in going, oh, I can do anything. You tell me what's going on. You know, you make up you say, I've been here. Oh, I've been over here. And that's what leftists do. They got to one-up you. They got to feel better than you because they want to help you. The only way they can help you is if they are better than you, and they certainly don't want you to feel less, so they're better. You say, you know, can you do this job? Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll do that job. I was one of my friends. I sent him a note. He donated to our film, Bleeding Blue, which opened on the 7th. And we're now in phase two, getting ready to go into another new set of theaters, which, by the way, we're working with KYKN in Oregon to get the film there for a weekend or at some point, and for me to come up and meet the fans like we did before. So I'll be up there. We're going to look at signing posters. You know, I'll do a prelude to the film. I want to get law enforcement involved. I know the law enforcement people in Oregon love me. Come on, guys. Kevin Jackson coming to town. We're working on it. Any other station, if you want us to come, me, to come up and you want to host the film, we will do this with you in conjunction with the station. I'm not doing it without a grassroots organization, you know, and or the sheriff's group with the radio station to promote it. And here's what I'll tell you. When you see this film, you will say it's the best documentary you've ever seen. That's what you're going to say. This film is spectacular. I'm not joking about it at all. So I don't, you know, Oregon, thanks for responding. KYKN, we'll get all the details worked out of that. I'm working with WGUL in Tampa. And so if you are hearing this on the Tampa station, understand I'm working with the station there. And we're going to try to make it happen. If you happen to be a person who's got a, you know, you're a member of a grassroots organization or something like that, contact us, kjradio.com. Let me know that your group is willing to be part of the sponsorship of it, because that's going to help us tremendously if you're a grassroots organization, because we're going to get you with the right sheriff or the law enforcement officers in the area. We want a big turnout in every one of these areas, and where I can make it, I will make it. My schedule is crazy, but where I can make it, I will do my best to make it. Anyway, I want to go back to what they're afraid of, and these people telling you what's their issue, and how I'm just saying, the left, it doesn't matter what the issue is. These people are nutty, and they want to they have to make you feel little, and so that's why they say to black people, "Oh, you need to help, Kevin." And I go, "I don't need any help." "Yeah, you do, but you do." Because they need help. First of all, they need psychiatric help. They look, leftists listening to the program that send me notes, you can be mad at me for telling you the truth about yourself, but you tell me this. If everybody around you must be made to feel little, you have a problem. You have a psychiatric problem. Because I'm going to tell you, I see a child. I don't go, "Oh, I need to help that little child." I go over and go, "Hey, little child, what are you doing?" "Nothing, sir." And I go, "Well, good. You're doing it very well. What's your name?" And I here's what I do. I want to find out who they are at their level. "Hey, little boy, what are you doing over there? You know, where are your parents?" "Oh, good. I'm glad they're around you. Good for you. You got any brothers?" "Oh, is that your little brother right there?" You know, I'm going to carry on a conversation in his or her own little world that makes them feel good about who they are. "Well, aren't you a big one? Aren't you a smart one? Aren't you a strong one?" Depending on what they're doing. "Boy, you just have a great personality there, fella. You keep that personality your whole life. Good meeting you." And I walk away. I don't see somebody and go, "Ooh, that little child needs help. He's got no parents. His daddy might be in prison. He's a Democrat. I need to help him." Even though I should. I should assume that of all kids now that I see, all millennials. Wouldn't that be something? All millennials vote Democrat. "You poor millennials, you know, you all need a correction." If I assume that, I believe most millennials are smarter than we give them credit for. And unlike what people believe, "Oh, these millennials are all going to vote Democrat, Kevin, be afraid." I think these millennials are getting out of school, they're getting into the real world, and they're finding out there are no cry closets, there are no safe spaces, there are no trigger words. There are people that go, "Get the job done." But what? "You're fired." Or, you know, "You're not getting this," or blah, blah, and they're rude, and they're all this. Because let me tell you, go ahead, coddle them in college. Do whatever you want, because the real world doesn't give a crap. And we think, "Oh, no, Kevin, they're going far too deep into their, you know, adulthood before we win them over." I disagree. I think the minute they get out of college, they get away from their buddies, and they got to go face the real world within a year or two, they go, this is not what I expected. Because I'm going to tell you something. The world doesn't give you, like a warm-up period. You know, like you're in tennis and they go, hey, let's just volley for a little bit until we're really ready to play the game. You don't get to do that in the real world. Somebody, the minute you get to your job, is mad at you. Or jealous of you. It may be the people that you came in with that came from other schools that go, okay, you're going down. It could be somebody who's been there 15 years that goes, you came in and you're making 15,000 miles more than I am and you don't even know jack. It happens in every walk of life. It happens in the military. How many people that are NCOs, non-commissioned officers, that are a master sergeant that watch lieutenants come in and go, I wouldn't go to war with this clown if you put money in my pocket. You know what I mean? But they got to, yes, sir, and salute them because they got a bar on their collar. And that alone says this master sergeant who's got 20 years in the military has got to salute him and respect him. I mean, it happens everywhere. So that's the real world. The real world goes, whatever. You know, get out of this disciplined area, the military and stuff like that. You get into the real world, let me tell you, nobody's going to salute you. Nobody's going to care about your rank, where you graduated from, etc., until you prove yourself. I think we win them over faster. And the way we win them over even faster is by telling them we don't have any respect for them until you make up your mind that you are no longer going to take that stupid mentality. I'm not going to have any respect for you. How about that for a way to go about it? Well, I graduated from so-and-so. I don't care. Get over there and get that trash. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
At least 10 suspicious packages were sent to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest were addressed to actor Robert De Niro and former Vice President Joe Biden. Former FBI agent Terry Turchi on what we have to remember regarding this case.
Usually these cases don't take that long. Most bombings, most mail bombings, or anything involving the U.S. mail, usually it only takes maybe a few days to figure out things and things all start to come together.
President Trump on Thursday announced a proposal to base payments for certain prescription drugs off lower prices in other countries.
Same company,
same box, same pill, made in the exact same location, and you'll go to some countries, and it would be 20% the cost of what we pay, and in some cases, much less than that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Barack Obama decided he wants to make the midterms about me, as in Barack Obama himself, because he gave this speech in which he basically mentioned himself, I understand from the analysis, about twice a minute.
Over 100 times. And he had some familiar themes. You may have heard him in the so-called mainstream media. This is President Obama, remember, I said President Obama, not Barack Obama, but President Obama talking about President Trump. Listen to him yesterday.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause. He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years. They'll promise to clean up corruption and then plunder away. They start undermining norms that ensure accountability, and they appeal to racial nationalism that's barely veiled. Appealing to tribe, appealing to fear, pitting one group against another. We're supposed to stand up to bullies. It shouldn't be Democratic or Republican to say that we don't threaten the freedom of the press because they say things or publish stories we don't like. I complain plenty about Fox News. But you never heard me threaten to shut them down or call them enemies of the people. Over the past few decades, the politics of division and resentment and paranoia has unfortunately found a home in the Republican Party. When you hear how great the economy is doing right now, let's just remember when this recovery started.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Barack Obama can't get enough. Yeah, well, good luck with that. All I can tell the leftists is, I got my finger on the pulse. I'm talking to people. I'm talking to Democrats. I'm out in the field listening to folks, having conversations, talking about Trump. Sometimes it's a whisper. Sometimes it's just blatant. I like Trump. There was a guy, a buddy of mine, he told me, he says, Kevin, there was a dude at the airport looking for a Trump fight. And he was like, Donald Trump, and he's mad. And he goes, he got madder when nobody would confront him. And I said, he's lucky I wouldn't been there because I would have confronted him. I would have said, you need to sit down and shut up. There are a lot of people who like Trump. They may not stand up in this audience, but they're here. So, and by the way, he is the president of the United States. And I went on and the guy told me, he says, well, Kevin, I don't have the skills you have to say that. So I didn't. He goes, I just kept working. But he goes, what I noticed is he got no backup. And he got mad that nobody backed him up and nobody was willing to fight. He wanted to fight, I mean, verbally fight about it, right? So he can intimidate somebody. I personally look at those things as challenges. And I would have shut him down. And I would have said, for all you Trump people out there watching, this is how you handle a leftist. So you, sir, need to shut your mouth. That's what I would have done. I would have said, there are many people in this audience who have jobs because of Donald Trump. Their children are finally getting jobs out of college. They're able to pay back student loans. We have a foreign policy that works. I would have just given it like a sonic bomb, you know, blast on him. I would have given him all the barrels because that's what he would have deserved. And I would have said to everybody out there, you don't have to fear that Putz is like him. I would have been talking to him like this, as God is my witness. I would have said, and my buddy said, he's a big guy. I would say, look, he's a big old bonehead, a big old knuckle-dragging Neanderthal that can't do jack. Because the guy speaking to him right now will absolutely whoop his butt if he says, if he tries to do anything beyond that. And you better start garnering that kind of strength yourselves. Because you're in an ideological battle against buffoons like him who want to intimidate you. They want you to believe illegal immigration is good for us. And even while they're killing our citizens, they want you to believe that Barack Obama shipping money to Iran is a better policy than Donald Trump working with trade and saying, if you deal with Iran, you're not going to deal with us. And it's devaluing their currency to the point where they are going to have to come back begging. They don't like the idea that Donald Trump is able to get our remains back from North Korea and negotiate nuclear disarmament and get generations of people back together in North and South Korea. They don't want to talk about the human element of that, but if Barack Obama had done it, you'd be hearing about all the families coming together and what a great thing that Barack Obama did. And whether or not we get the nuclear disarmament or not, look at how great this has worked out for the Korean Peninsula. And on and on and on. Donald Trump breaking down trade barriers, putting money back into this economy in more ways. If he only did it in one way, we would have felt the impact. If it was just in government deregulation. But it's not just government deregulation. It's government deregulation. It's bringing manufacturing jobs back due to that government deregulation. It's lowering the tax base so that companies want to come back. It's spurring research and development within the United States and all the ancillary businesses therein. It's agreeing to support the businesses that may be hit by some of these tariffs, but saying we're going to stand firm, and it's being firm in an America First agenda and a Make America Great agenda, Make America Great Again agenda that is absolutely showing benefit, but the left don't like it. They're mad at it, in fact. They want to be mad at it because it's all they got. Obama so hopes this stuff will play. He so does. And he's made this into a Trump versus Obama. But as I said earlier, this is a gross miscalculation. The only thing that may be a bigger miscalculation than anything right now that we've talked about in terms of Obama and this is Nike's bet on Colin Kaepernick. And we should go into that while we're on the subject. See, because Nike believes that it has made the right choice. It's living on this idea that the Obama administration is still there. And I read a report that said Nike is doing great. That they they said they got a 31% increase in online sales quarter over quarter from last year. Now, they didn't go into detail, but I looked it up. And the year before, they had a 17% increase. And it's not 31%. Increase overall. It's a 14% increase quarter over quarter from the same period last year. The reason for that is not the surge in Nike shoe sales. The reason for that is everybody was experiencing a good quarter under Donald Trump, under the economy. That's really the bigger deal. So, but they wanted the news media, you have to read the story, read the story and understand the details, and you'll find out, wow, that was a lie. It was a narrative to make it sound like, oh, okay, Nike lost $3.7 billion in the stock market, but they had this amazing quarter. And you're going, really? I didn't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the people are going to support Nike. I had on a Nike shirt by accident because I had one in my luggage when I was traveling. And I had that shirt on. Noticed it, took it off, and I'm burning it. Melissa goes, you should turn that shirt in, give it to the poor. I go, I'm not letting poor people wear this logo. I'll cut the logo off and give it to the poor. There's no way I will let anybody wear this shirt with the Nike logo. And then at the airport, found myself, because of Melissa, I was watching, logos and seeing who was wearing what. I saw a ton of Under Armour. I saw a ton of Adidas. More. Now I'm going to be honest. I don't know if it's more than normal or what. But And then I saw some kids wearing Nike, but it were college athletes and things like this that I think are, you know, it's already on the jacket. I don't think they support them. Nike is in for a negative tsunami. Trust me on this. And I had some people saying, well, it only fell that one day. And I go, okay, great. It fell the one day. So that was a bunch of people responding immediately. What do you think the institutional players are going to do? What do you think the guys that buy stock in the millions of shares, what do you think they're contemplating right now? If they're smart, they're looking at every other manufacturer that's publicly traded, and they're saying, what's going to happen with New Balance and Adidas and others? And if they're smart, they're going to realize these are going to go up. Nike's going to go down. The same with the NFL. Have you looked at the NFL stats? First week stats, again, are down. I'll give you the actual numbers here in a bit. But the first week stats are yet again down. Now, here's what Larry Elder tweeted. This is funny. He says, overheard. He says, I returned a pair of Nike shoes yesterday for a refund, and the clerk asked me what was wrong with them. I told her they hurt my feet when I stood up for the national anthem. Now, that's a funny quip, but trust me, that's a prelude to the kiss. A stunning new poll conducted by Morning Consult shows iconic shoemaker Nike's brand favorability rating plummeted double digits just hours after releasing their controversial Sacrifice Everything ad featuring former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Before the announcement, Nike had a plus 69 favorable impression among consumers. It has now declined 34 points to plus 35. Among younger generations, Nike users, blacks, and other key demographics, the favorability declined rather than improved. This is after this announcement. Now, if you think that their online sales surge in lieu of this, you're out of your mind. Parents are not going to buy Nike, and kids won't either. And eventually, you're going to watch this brand tarnish even more until they either make a formal apology or get rid of Kaepernick.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I said I was going to talk more about this Bob Woodward thing, and I certainly am. Because I, earlier in the broadcast, I called Bob Woodward a liar, and I told you I would be able to prove it to you. Because he is a liar. We played clips of people extolling the virtues of Bob Woodward. What did, what's his name, Jake Tapper say about him? He gave him the highest compliment. Something, what did he tell him? He said he's a meticulous and highly respected reporter. And John Kerry, earlier, he made a comment about Woodward,
you know, he's the man, you know, he's a great reporter. He's got his book, I mean, the Bob Woodward book, like, it's beyond reproach.
Because that's what the left does. They got to make an icon out of the person that they want to use. The Michael Brown Jr., he's an icon. I mean, to us, we know what he is in reality. He's a thug who got himself killed, but not to the left. No, he's an icon. He's iconic. How can he, you know, he's gone, he's beyond, he's trans, what am I trying to say? He's, you know, gone into the next realm. People will never forget the name Michael Brown. They will always hold him in esteem. The guy goes into a bodega, strong arm robs a guy, threatens him, goes out, tries to kill a cop, gets himself killed, and the left go, he's an icon. Someone we should be proud of. For years we'll talk about Michael Brown until somebody comes along one of these days in history and goes, okay, I looked at the evidence here, and he's just a thug that got himself killed. Why are they calling him the Gentle Giant on his way to college? Same with Bob Woodward. Bob Woodward is a relic. He's a relic. He's like John McCain. He's a relic. You know, John McCain, POW, 1960s, coming back, you know, doing what he had to do. Hero. But go 10 years past that, 20 years past that, he's a goat. He's a relic. He's a relic. What are you looking at me for? You're not a crazy. Don't act like you like McCain. He's a relic. Somebody that should have been out to pasture years ago. Woodward's the same way. Look, I get it. These guys want to make a living. They want to maintain their standards of living. So they come out from time to time, dust off the old, I worked during the Nixon administration. This looks similar. It, you know, it's kind of like when you got a hammer, everything, it looks like a nail. That's what Woodward is. Everything that comes out, well, it reminds me of Richard Nixon. You know, in a time when I exposed Richard Nixon. Woodward and Bernstein. Wasn't enough that they made a movie about these relics years ago. Try to make that movie today. Number one, the story is so benign, nobody cares. Richard Nixon taped the Democrats. You know, he made recordings of himself, you know, while they were trying to bug the Democrats' office. Let me tell you, if you want to make a movie, do a day in the life of Barack Obama. Man, woo, I'd pay to see that. I ain't going to lie. I'm not talking about his bathhouse trysts with old white men. I'm talking about a day in the life of President Obama doing his dirty. That I'd pay to see. Anyway, they got to make these heroes out of people. In order for Barack Obama, they know he's a horrible president. They know everything about Barack Obama, we know. But they've invested too much, so they got to make him a hero. We've rolled out Barack Obama. He's back on the campaign trail. Look at what we're about to do to you. I've talked most of this broadcast today about that's like bringing your four-year-old to a kickboxing match and saying, I brought my four-year-old here and don't make me put him in the ring with you, buddy. You're bringing a slingshot to a gunfight. Okay, go ahead, David. Go on. Rock falls on David's head as he hits the ground. Hey, come on. They got to make heroes. Heroes out of goats. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has the thinnest resume on the planet. If you take away everything that people gave her, she's got nothing. Failed the bar in D.C. Got driven out of her job. Fired from a campaign because they said she was too corrupt. Had ethics problems. Worked at the Rose Law Firm and all she did there was try to feather her nest. Why'd she get that job? Because she married a hick who wanted to be, who had political aspirations and who had a pretty good style about him. That's why we're talking about Hillary Clinton. Or else you wouldn't even know who she is. But she says she's pro-woman, she's pro-child. Look at her record and show me anywhere Hillary Clinton is pro-woman or pro-child other than lip service. Other than lip service. It doesn't exist. But they want us to believe, man, she's a hero. She should have been president. Anybody that believes that should be beaten, should be flogged. I'm just kidding, and I wouldn't beat you or flog you over your political views, but I'm just saying, if you wanted Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States, you need to have your sanity checked. It's really that simple. This is a woman who would not pee on you if you were on fire. It's unbelievable how crazy people are. Anyway, I told you, Bob Woodward, he's one of those guys. They got to canonize him. Make him big. He's a liar, clearly so. And how do I know? Because you're going, Kevin, you're pretty sure about this. And let me tell you why I know. Because there are things that you will do, and there are things that you won't do. And if you lived in the D.C. bubble, or you understand it to any degree, there are things you will do and there are things you won't do. It doesn't matter who it is. I've had many conversations with people and they go off the record. Go, yeah, this is what I believe. And you go, okay. They go, we back on the record? Sure. And then they say something completely different. So, here's what I'll tell you. Bob Woodward is a liar. He's a blatant liar from his book. And here's what CBS reported. President Trump strongly criticized Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, is a total fraud, a work of fiction, totally discredited. But Woodward said he drew from hundreds of hours of interviews from his book, which is published by Simon & Schuster, division of CBS. The book depicts a chaotic White House with details from participants and witnesses in the Trump administration. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, lie. Lie. If Bob Woodward can't get interviews with people in the Trump administration, not anybody serious. Ask whether he would release any of the interview tapes. Woodward told CBS this morning, well, if someone really wants to challenge me, of course. But I, again, have made agreements with people that these sources are going to remain confidential. Now, that lie defies your sensibilities. Yeah, you heard it right. See, Woodward claims that he promised people anonymity. Now, these days in media, who cares about anonymity? Because most of their, and I'm using my finger quote, sources are figments of the media's imaginations anyway. And the same is true of Woodward. Woodward knows it is a new day in media, not the way it used to be when they would hold his feet to the fire and say, you confirm that you have sources in the White House that said this. I want multiple points of contact here. I watched a movie where they got this guy who had been writing fictitious stories, always breaking these crazy good stories. And then they started going back looking at his work and went, this doesn't make sense. Because it didn't. It was all lies. So Woodward's lying. Because he wants you to believe that he's got sources in the White House. Second, after claiming, get this, that he's going to protect his reputation, the reputation of true journalism, he threatens to throw his sources under the bus. He says, if I need to reveal my sources in order for people to believe it, I'll do it. I could release these sources. Oh, but wait a minute. But then again, I can't. Because I'm so honorable that I would never do that to my sources. Now, how's that for a nice little blanket of protection that he's given himself? I do it, except I've given my word, and I can't. Well, I have another theory, Bob Woodward. You've given your word, and you can't do it because you don't have it. Here's what he says. I spent over a year on this. I have literally hundreds of hours of tapes with people who were there. If you've looked at the book, they're very specific incidents, and it's kind of, well, it opens the window. Guess who said almost the identical thing? The guy who wrote Fire and Fury. And then he ends up on with Nora Roberts, or Nora something, Nora O'Donnell, on CBS. I know her name's Nora. Right chick, they all look alike. Anyway, he goes on Nora's show, and he says, hey, she says, well, how many hours did you spend with the president?
Well, over a period of a year, I spent, all of 30 seconds.
And she's like, whoa, hold on a second, Kimo Savi. And she pins him down, and suddenly everything falls apart. And the same is true of Woodward. Woodward thinks he's going to get away with this because he's going to say, I don't want to reveal my sources. You can't make, he's going to become a principal. You can't make me reveal my sources. No, you're right, because they don't exist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.